You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and...
Where, do you know where the Jell-O company is based?
Huh? No, I don't. Well, I know nothing about them.
I don't know anything about them either. They must be owned by somebody. They're probably like General Foods or something.
I just mostly remember Jell-O Biafra. How do you pronounce his name? From the Dead Kennedys?
Yeah. Well, I'm referring to the food substance.
The food substance.
You know, it's made from animals. It's not vegetarian.
I know. It is. It's horse hooves, right?
I think it's pork, but I don't know.
Some sort of hoof.
I know that it's derived from animals.
Yeah, something like that.
Because if you don't know that, you wouldn't... I don't think... Well, I mean, the layman... I guess people who know things would know it. But okay. Like it doesn't immediately seem like that's a non-vegetarian food.
Well,
Vela ate a lot of Jell-O with her hand.
Oh, of the thing that I made you?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I have something to say.
Oh, God. What is it?
You know what time it is.
Oh, this routine dates
what time
way back. A lot of people may remember this routine, but it's evolved now. Yeah, from the summer before last.
See, you shouldn't have taken down the mic.
No way!
I
should have left the microphone there.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good to see you. It's Mike D. What's happening?
Hey, he took down the mic, so I was keeping him up.
He likes coiling cables, though.
I do love coiling cables.
How's it going?
What are you doing here?
Oh, just, it's Larry Appreciation Day.
No, it isn't, though. I've been trying so hard.
I got you, dude. I got you.
You've been trying so hard to make it not Larry Appreciation.
Well, I had a different idea. Hold on, let me plug this in. All right, I'm on mic one.
All right.
Channel one.
I had it all set up, but then I was trying to...
Yeah, it's going to happen. I was thinking of eulogizing the living. And we can have a wake for Awkward Boss.
he hasn't announced it yet. They did it during Coastal Currents, and other people have talked about it, but yeah.
Hey!
Henry's here.
Henry!
I want him to party with Comet.
These guys used to play, and Comet, his head would be entirely inside of Henry's mouth.
I've got pictures of that. Hey, Carol!
Hi,
hey, Cliff! What's up?
Hey.
We came to...
check out what's going on.
We came to... Oh, no, I have. Yeah.
Watch out, Henry. Henry, watch out, bud.
Not quite as big as yours.
What I think we should do is take Larry's show and put it on a raft of burning pallets and shove it into the Eel River.
Yes.
Like a Viking death ship.
Exactly, a Viking death show. And we can do it as awkwardly as possible.
I try so hard to avoid all
of
this.
We can put that waitress's CD on it.
And invite Sarah Bareilles.
Exactly.
The five songs that get played in the same order every single Friday at the same time.
I was going to say, who will call it for us as a people?
Yeah, it's...
So, all right. So I tried very hard to just have this be normal, but it's not happening.
It's not going
to
happen.
So I haven't mentioned this on the air, but I'm taking on a new challenge, and so this will be my last regular day show. I'll still do the cocktail hour for a little while, Tuesday nights. But no, it's good. It's a positive thing. And Amy is going to come in and be the afternoon host.
Not as awkward.
Not nearly as awkward.
Definitely less awkward than you.
And,
by far, that's for sure. Yeah.
There'll actually be some interesting content in the afternoons, rather than someone saying, "That was fish. We'll be right back."
Wait, you don't like fish?
No, the fish is the good part of it.
Fish is an excellent band.
We have a lovely painter in here right now.
Carol Ann, guest DJ yesterday and host and music director at The Point, is painting a picture.
We're going to post this up on the 101.
The Larry portrait.
Oh. Yeah, we had to get a portrait of you.
And my man Mike D is here.
it's great. I came to, again, it's eulogize the living.
Now. Yeah.
It is tradition.
Somebody's calling in.
Okay.
I am calling in.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys are talking about Jell-O Biafra.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Can we listen to some police truck?
Maybe later.
Okay.
Someone who wanted to hear Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good band.
Yeah. Because we mentioned Jell-O, because you know what I did? Larry's a huge fan of The Office. And so, as you may or may not be aware...
Were we making Jell-O Biafra jokes?
No, we made... She made actual Jell-O.
Oh.
And put a... Because on the... And put a bell
Mike,
in it.
Keep up. Come on.
Where is the
Come
bell?
On.
It's the office.
I remember when there was television.
You're too busy running marathons and... and making yourself a better person and the world around you superior to sit around. But when you get to the stage in life that we all do where all you do is sit on your couch and drink and watch The Office every single day, you'll come to realize the Jell-O joke.
Is anybody else at that stage in their life?
I think we all are.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like been the last 10 years or so.
And so, yeah, I put a bell, a new one. It's a cowbell, actually.
Right.
Yeah. For Larry's new project.
Yeah, I was going to say, what extent of Larry's new project can be discussed?
Everything.
Can it?
Sure.
Don't we want to build the suspense? Well, I'd like to really lower expectations.
I think it's awesome.
I hope it works out this way. I'm going to try to port the cocktail hour to a 24/7 experience.
Woo!
But this has no stench of failure already.
And it'll be on KXGO, which is 94.1, which is right now sports.
Yeah. It'll have new call letters at some point.
There's another surprise for you right now. This is from Patrick.
What?
Cool balloon.
Patrick.
It's so special.
Patrick, the person who hired me.
That's right.
No. Lo these many years ago.
No, Patrick and Fortuna.
Oh, Patrick and Fortuna.
Wrong Patrick.
Yeah, that Patrick didn't send anything at all.
Well, thanks to the Patrick who hired me. And thanks to the awesome Patrick and Fortuna. Who now is probably driving down here to take this gift back. Oh, it's some delicious foodstuffs. Pita, artichoke and jalapeno dip. Ooh, delicious apple. Look, doesn't this says healthy.
I know, he always brings healthy stuff, doesn't he?
This is like health in a ball. Oh, that's very, thank you, Patrick and Fortuna.
And a nice balloon that says you're special.
Aw. And we can inhale that and talk funny later on.
Yeah, or right now.
That's very, very nice.
So, happy Larry Day.
Okay, it's not really Larry Day. It's just a thank you.
But that's why Swisslow said happy birthday to you last week when Object Heavy was in here. Because I told him it was Larry Appreciation Day. And they recorded a song for you.
Object Heavy did?
Yeah.
Is it the Larry routine?
He wouldn't know.
They think it's your birthday.
Well, they did think it was your birthday. Only Swisslow did.
He did say happy birthday.
You're like, what?
No, this is how strange I am. I didn't want to embarrass him.
Thanks, man. Yeah, awesome. Part of that awkward pause. Oh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I've been. This is my whole life going through that. 54 years.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I guess it's my birthday then.
Okay, thanks.
Whatever you say.
Because you never tell anyone when it's really your birthday.
No, I try to keep that quiet. Because I don't like really a lot of attention focused on me.
That's why you're a radio
host.
We're here
to help. Uh-huh.
And you're going to have a 24/7 Larry station?
Well, so what's on your mind? How do you feel?
Right now? It is a strange feeling. I mean, you
went
through
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to think of, you know, it's hard to think of having been on the station for like 13 years, because that's a long time. But it doesn't seem, I mean, this is a cliched thing to say, but it really doesn't seem like it. And I think part of the reason why listeners might
think like it's been a long time.
It's because I do essentially the same exact thing every single day.
So it's like Groundhog Day.
It's not like a builder can go, oh, yeah, I built that one back in 82. And now, yeah, boy, that was a pain. That was 95. We finally finished that one up. It's like, well, Remember when I played some songs and said we'll be right back?
My ephemeral profession.
But
it's a hollow entertainment.
But yeah, I mean, it was a dream come true when I got this job, and it stayed that way.
But that's what's nice about your shows is that there are archives, and they exist, and they're fairly timeless because it's Talking Heads. Then it's the Waitresses. Then it's going to be a jam band. And maybe a bluegrass cover of an ironic bluegrass cover.
Coming up next, Belle and Sebastian.
That's right. I was thinking it's such a loss to the mid-tempo community.
That's true.
Right? Who will go to bat for the least popular tempo?
If anybody ever listens during work next week, I mean, so hectic around here. I don't know why.
So energetic. And also, just from a frequency standpoint, I know that you are not, unlike what Meghan Trainor would have some believe, it is not indeed all about that bass. It is about the mid-range, and that is always a heavy part of the songs that you like.
Right.
With your power pop and your twee.
That's right. Keep it mid-tempo.
Mid-tempo and mid-range.
Get the mid-range.
It's like the Dockers of music.
That's it.
Hey, this picture is looking just like you. It's ironic.
Uh-oh. Do you want to give him a sneak peek?
No.
Not yet.
Were you checking your texts on your burner phone?
Well, if you don't, it keeps buzzing.
Yeah, of course it keeps buzzing, because you're beloved and everybody wants to know what's happening.
No, that's not true.
It is absolutely true.
Dying.
No, he is dying. We're eulogizing the living. We're going to have a wake, and we're going to burn his show up in the Eagle River.
Excellent.
We're all going to call in, and we're going to spill some out tonight. That's what everybody listening should do, is make a nice cocktail and then throw it in the street.
Spill a little bit of it.
Just pour it right off. Well,
on
a
your
lawn.
Laptop keyboard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which never happened to me.
No, but I speak for a lot of listeners, and you know, and I can say this from outside of K-Hum, but like, what you brought was so magical, and it is such a loss that you will not be doing it on K-Hum. I know you're doing other things, and that's great, and we wish you well. I don't really. But the fact that you have such a community around you, and people tell me this, like, not every day, maybe once a year, but they love you, Larry. They love you so much, and I love you.
Well,
you know you're my spirit animal.
It's very, very nice of you.
Okay. That's Is it getting weird?
Well, it's a little
weird.
Yeah,
I don't want it to get weird.
But it's weird in a good way.
Okay.
Unlike my show.
And that is the thing about your show. That's what makes it's like the imperfections make it perfect.
Okay.
You know, like I like hearing the people cough at the theater. That's all part of it, you know.
Well,
I like the fact that your mic technique doesn't exist. That you'll just like completely look around the room while you're supposed to be talking into a microphone.
I'm still working on it though.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah. It takes a while.
It's overrated, really.
Yeah.
But I wish you a happy show and happy whatever's next.
Thank you very much.
And I will be listening.
And right. We're getting floods and floods of stuff from listeners, too, right now, saying that they love you.
Well, what do they read them?
Well, that's
read
so,
them. What do they say?
Okay.
Nice, so awkward. This is our last shot.
It's your last shot. happy Larry Day. Good luck, Larry. Tell Mike to keep breaking Larry's balls.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got a text from former from DJ Emeritus Emily McLongstreet.
Ooh,
and she says, will you please give Larry a long, awkward hug for me?
We actually, oh.
Boy, that's awkward.
That's really
awkward.
That's so close. That's a little close. Okay.
Nice underwear,
good,
Mike.
Good one. That's not Old Spice, is it?
No, I went running right before this.
Axe.
Okay. Because now.
This is a really,
yeah,
really long hug.
Isn't this?
Is this good enough? Go.
Yeah, well. All right, Emily, you should know that. Your textual wish has been more than fulfilled.
So from awkward pause to awkward hug.
I'm all about the awkward.
Maybe
hug.
That's what your new station should be called.
Awkward hug.
Awkward hug. Yeah.
The long hug.
That's what that K-A-W-K. K awkward.
Yeah, that's not how it came out. Oh, you said K-W-A-K. Oh, I thought you said K-A-W-K.
I heard that.
K-A-W-K,
too.
No, it's not going to be that.
I mean, just grammatically.
I think it should be that.
Wow, that was funnier than I even intended.
Which is why you're the best.
That's a little joke. Okay, never mind that.
You probably want to start your show.
I'd like to end it. Be honest with you.
Awesome. So you want to hear this sweet song?
I do. This is the thing I'm looking forward to most.
Hey, all you listeners out there. This is Object Heavy. We're dedicating this song to the famous Larry. It's Larry Appreciation Day, y'all.
Happy birthday, Larry. I mean, that's what I thought.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry.
What?
Oh, Larry. Oh, Larry. Oh, Larry.
All you listeners, put your hands together. I can't hear you.
Say what?
Oh, Larry.
Larry Trask, you know we love you.
Included a false ending.
Happy birthday, Larry!
Thank you. Appreciate it. 53 years young today. Well, thank you to everybody. Kentucky Don dropped by, and he brought some barbecue, which I, you know, and since he, normally when Kentucky Don brings his barbecue, I hide it immediately so no one sees it, but since everybody was in the room, I'm going to have to share it. But anyway, thanks very much to everyone, and thanks to Mike D for coming down here. I haven't seen.
Hey, what am I, chopped liver?
I haven't seen him. Well, I can't thank you yet because I don't know. I'm not allowed to see what's going on here. Anyway, that's it. That'll be it for the hoopla. Just a normal show from this point forward. Although I think I'm going to go a little. I frankly, I'm going to go a little self-indulgent on the music. So expect to hear some Bread and certainly some Camera Obscura. So, yeah, I'm going to just... Not that I don't go self-indulgent every day, to be honest with you, but especially a little bit more so today. But other than that, normal day, and let's just leave it at that. And thank you very, very much for listening to K-Hum. There's Roller Derby coming up tomorrow, 6 p.m. It starts. It's at, what do you call that place? What's the fairgrounds
Redwood
called?
Acres.
Redwood Acres Fairgrounds, and a couple of bouts. So you'll humblerollerderby.com has ticketing information and so on and so forth. And you can also listen to it at 94.1 KXGO.